Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from a place called Compass Care. Compass Care is a pregnancy center, and they have been Northern New York's or Western New York's trusted source for reproductive health care for 35 years and very pro-life. And even though they tried to burn them down, they're still working. They're still operating. Can't be messed with. Joining me now from there is Reverend Jim Harden. Good afternoon, sir.
Bill, thanks for having me back.
Yes, sir. We got a glimpse into what happens when you completely divorce yourself from Christianity, when they revealed those three sheets of the supposed manifesto from Audrey Hale, who went out and attacked a Christian school, attacked children at a Christian school. And, I mean, that's just about the, that's, when you're talking about base, that has got to be the baseline of evil right there. Tell me your thoughts when you saw that.
You know, I mean, I knew that she was a transgender person, which means that this is a, you know, transgender people take the kind of philosophy of materialism and hyper individualism that they've been taught over the last four generations in America,
right,
to the logical conclusion. Transgenderism is the ultimate in anarchy. The reason I say that is because they rebel against the natural law in the world they see around them. They rebel against the natural law they see manifested in their own body, to their own genitalia. They rebel against the moral law in terms of how, you know, even the golden rule, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This represents setting themselves up as God. They are a rule unto themselves. I mean, Jesus even talked about the fact that, look, the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is partiality. It's me getting to play God, deciding who qualifies for my favor and who does not. Who qualifies as a person protected or and who does not. And so, you know, she was setting herself up as judge, jury, and executioner. She was setting herself up as God. Now, what I'm telling you is that I don't think she's unique. I think she's the norm. I think people have been taught by media, medicine, government, policy, by education, by their teachers, by their parents even, that they are a rule unto themselves. Go right. Be happy. If he makes you happy, if she makes you happy, if it makes you happy, go ahead and do that, because you are all that matters. You are the God of your life. Go find yourself. Go make yourself, as a matter of fact. Go create your own fictional reality. Go fabricate some sort of reality and then, you know, petition the government to enforce a law that requires everybody to go along with your little fabricated reality. Otherwise, they're going to call it hate speech and put them in jail. This is the kind of insanity we're now living under. And this girl, who was susceptible, basically abused by culture and society, I think, this is the final result. This is the ultimate logical conclusion. Going around, shooting up people that they simply don't like. And it just so happens they're shooting up Christians. You know, I think that's a very important point, to mention. The fact that she attacked Christian people and that she targeted a Christian school must not be overlooked. This was not an accident. She did this on purpose. Why? Because the Christianity represents a rule of law. That is a rule of law that means that there's a God above humanity, a God to whom all humans are going to have to answer one day, a judge and of all actions, the standard by which all people must be measured. And that is God Almighty, manifested in the flesh through Jesus Christ. And the reason why Jesus Christ died is because he knew that we couldn't fulfill the law. We could not. We were sinners. We fell. We cannot fulfill the law of God. We cannot measure up. We're not. And unless somebody picks up our cause and becomes our voice and our righteousness, we will die of exposure to our sins. And rightly so, because God is just. But he's also perfectly merciful. She's rebelling. That is, this woman, this transgender woman, and all of American society, modern West, are rebelling against that concept that there is a law of God that transcends the law of man. And that's what they're rebelling against. And I think we're going to see more of this, unfortunately. I also think that abortion happens to be an early manifestation of that reality. It's my choice, my body, right? That's exactly what the transgender movement is saying.
Well, that may be so, but I mean, when you said that she was made, that she was a product of this, I mean, when I was just thinking about that, and I think about all of the fact that we get out there and she's like, I feel like I might be a boy, and instead of us going, well, that's not actually so. We mollycoddled her and let her believe that, and then she opened herself up probably to some sort of a drug regime or some sort of hormonal thing, which we don't know. We haven't heard about this just yet, that part of her. Haven't heard that toxicology report. What they did release did not indicate steroids, did not indicate anabolic steroids, but that's all beside the point.
Yeah.
You are right. She is a product of her environment, and an environment that is all predicated on a very, very ice thin, really thin or thin iced facade of what is valuable and what isn't.
Exactly.
So what is going to be the reversal for that? How do we reverse that? I mean, is that generational? We're going to have to do this. Have we lost entire generations over this?
That's the burning question right now. How do we reel this back in? I'm not sure, but I can tell you that until America and Americans come back to a common understanding about what it means to be human, that we're all made in God's image and therefore equally valuable and equally deserving of respect due to the dignity that's inherent in us made in God's image, until that happens, more of this stuff is going to go on. That is, you know, that belief that we're made in God's image, just a little lower than God, is what infuses the justice system with an understanding about what is right and what is wrong. There's a reason why the rule of law, we say, is God's invention. The rule of law is made manifest through the Ten Commandments, which it's no coincidence that the Ten Commandments are actually written on the Supreme Court doors of the United States of America, because they understood that they are not the final rule, but the rules that we establish for ourselves in our nation are not arbitrary, and they do not come from man, they come from God. And therefore, we have a blind justice system, a justice system that can hold all people accountable equally based on what it means to be human under God. And without that, and you might as well. I was on an interview just the other day, and the guy was like, "Well, I think we should eliminate the Ten Commandments from the Supreme Court doors. I think that's the problem." Well, who's going to say? Are you saying now that murder is an antiquated law? Really? I mean, maybe murder of certain types of people is an antiquated law. Maybe that's what he was saying, because the conversation was about abortion. And I was saying specifically, look, it's the job of government to protect all people equally, not just certain people. And what abortion represents is the government coming along and disqualifying a group of people, preborn boys and girls, from equal protection under the law, a violation of the 14th Amendment. They're also, depriving them of life, liberty, and property without due process of law, which is a violation of the 5th Amendment. So we've got a major moral crisis in our country, and we've got Republicans campaigning for office going around saying our biggest problem is money. No.
No, well, I mean, last night our biggest problem was TikTok, so, I mean, that was interesting. Anyway, we're coming up on the first break. Compass Care USA, the website, if you want to find out about them, is compasscare.info. For more information regarding them, they're very well worth looking at, because these are people that life is the first choice. We'll be right back talking to Reverend Jim Harden. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking to Reverend Jim Harden, and today I have gotten permission from him to ask him the hard question. Now, Reverend Jim, you are the man. To Compass Care, what you guys do is you are protecting the most vulnerable of us as we come along. Before we even see the light of day, you're protecting them. You're protecting all life. You're protecting the life of the moms and all this other stuff. So yeah. My question now is I'm not one of those vulnerable lives. I've trained myself to be less vulnerable. I do not go out on a daily basis planning to hurt my fellow man, wanting to hurt my fellow man. But I do train to defend myself against my fellow man. And, you know, where do I lie when if I have to do that? Where would God see me? Where would you counsel someone? Somebody comes to you and they just had to defend themselves in an armed encounter and they were really good at doing it. How do you counsel them?
Well, unfortunately that's having to happen more often in recent days. And I would point them back to what Scripture says, and the Apostle Paul said in Romans, every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities. Romans chapter 13. For there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God. Now, a lot of pastors have misinterpreted that section to say, you got to do whatever the governor tells you to do. You got to do whatever the policy says. You got to obey whatever law comes down. But that's not what this is saying. I think as Christians in a government by the people for the people, we have been sovereignly placed in this form of government, you know, which means we have to obey the philosophy of government that we're under, which means that we have to take responsibility. We are citizens having to step in and take responsibility and exercise our citizen rights. The vigilance that it requires to exercise our rights means that there's a duty involved, a duty to exercise our rights. One of those rights enumerated is the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment was not placed there so that I could go hunting deer. The Second Amendment was placed there in case we are surrounded by tyrants, whether that's local or, you know, governmental, and, you know, far off in the distance. We are responsible for protecting our communities from harm. I mean, the heart of God, that, and this is what Christians are supposed to have, the heart of God is to protect the stranger, the oppressed, the fatherless, the weak, the vulnerable. Look at the parable of the Good Samaritan. So when you're forced to have to protect others or yourself from a violent aggressor and you have to use lethal force, I believe that God has placed us in a form of government that requires us to do so. And furthermore, I believe that the theology that Christians have also requires us to do so. This is what we do every day. We're trying to protect women and children from being re-victimized or killed by a profiteering, mercenary, billion-dollar abortion complex that has no scruples whatsoever. This is what they do on a daily basis. They kill children, maim women, and also kill women. It's been documented. It is their mode of operation. And our job is to do whatever we can to keep those people alive. So when you're trying to protect yourself or others from a violent aggressor, I think when you look at Scripture, the whole counsel of God from Genesis to Revelation represents the fact that, no, Christians are supposed to stand up and protect the weak. Christians are not supposed to be a victim. The Bible does not portray believers in God as victims. The Bible portrays believers in God as victors. Whether we die or not, death is a doorway for us. It's not a dead end. And so we recognize that our decision to sacrifice ourselves on behalf of others is what God did for us. And so we go and do likewise. We walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. And that takes a lot. That can take on many different forms in many different circumstances, but it requires courage, endurance, etc. One of the vices in the book of Revelation for that will send someone to hell, I'm not kidding you, one of the vices that will send someone to hell, a lake of fire forever, is cowardice. Think about that. Cowardice. I think Christians like need to start using their imagination and putting themselves into self-defense scenarios. What would happen if somebody walks into this grocery store and starts shooting up the place? What would I do to protect my fellow man? I'm not going to go run and cower in the corner. No, no. What would happen if, what would I do? Same thing if I'm sitting in church with my family and somebody comes walking in the back door with an AK-47 and opens fire. What do I do? Am I going to go run and cower in the corner? No. As a father, as a husband, as a man, I am obligated to stand in the gap and protect my family if necessary with lethal force, right? And so for people to come along and say, well, we just need to be these mealy mouth, you know, quiet, sit down and shut up kind of men. That's not Christianity. I don't know what that is, but it's certainly not Christianity. So I think we need pastors to start speaking up about what it really means to understand how to be a citizen in a form of government that's a representative republic by the people and for the people.
Do you carry, Reverend? Do you carry? Well, you're in New York. I should have just answered my own question. Very hard to carry in New York.
I got one in my pocket right now, and there's never a time when I don't have one.
Okay.
Why? Not for myself.
Right.
But for those around me. And I've been told many times by many different people that, Jim, knowing who you are, you need to be going right. You need to have something that you can protect yourself with. And I'm like, well, I'm not interested in protecting myself as much as I am protecting those around me.
Right.
If it comes down to me going home or some bad guy that's looking to off me going home, I got 10 kids I got to raise. So I'm hoping that guy will let me be the guy that goes home. So look, we've got a nation to preserve, but more importantly, we've got people to protect. And that's what Christians need to be thinking about, because that's what Jesus did for us.
Well, I feel much better. I was expecting a little more. I was expecting something sort of soothing and everything, but I really like the direction you went into. I look at people that carry guns today as the modern day Kwai Chang Kang Kung Fu type person, which there's nothing wrong with being a pacifist, but a pacifist means you have options. A pacifist, goes in and tries to be nice to everybody, but has a plan to kill everybody in the room. So I don't mind being a pacifist and everything. And the way you put it, I sort of dug that. So yes, of course, that's. I'm glad I asked that question.
Well, we pray for peace, right? We always want peace. We always want. We don't want violence. Violence is. The reason why Christ came. I mean, Christ. People think that Christ came to bring peace. Jesus didn't say that. He said he came to bring a sword, but not so that we can wield violence. He came to. The cross represents violence.
Yeah.
Violence to end all violence. Jesus represents, kingdom of heaven storming hell. Jesus came to invade one man army, and he did, and he succeeded. And now he tells us, go and do likewise. I'm giving you the power to go and protect and redeem the world around you. So go do it. And that takes courage. It takes focus. It takes stamina.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of those things that people need to practice. This doesn't happen. You've got to practice that on a daily basis.
Well, that's got to be the last word, because we have run out of time, and I look forward to next time we speak. Thank you. Reverend Jim Harden, Compass Care USA. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIP. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News Update. On the 42nd day of the Israel-Hamas war, Israel is reportedly nearing the dismantling of the military system in the northern Gaza Strip. The focus is expected to shift to the southern part of the region. This development follows the discovery of a hostage's body in a building near Gaza's main hospital. President Biden sat down with the President of Mexico during a bilateral meeting Friday in San Francisco on the sidelines of the APEC summit.
Nothing is beyond our reach, in my view. I really mean it. When Mexico and the United States stand together and work together, as we've been doing.
Biden said the two nations are collaborating to tackle long-standing migration issues and combat the trafficking of fentanyl. Members of the United Auto Workers Union have seemingly given their nod to a new contract with the big three U.S. automakers. The vote at GM was closely contested, with approximately 55% of members supporting the deal. John Schaefer, USA News.
spend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And welcome back. Joined again by Reverend Jim Harden from Compass Care USA. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. Let's talk about the Speaker of the House. You made mention of him dodging McCarthy's bane. Explain that. I like the way you put that. I'm just looking at it as he's doing the same thing that McCarthy would have done or had done. But
what, interestingly enough, what happened with Mike Johnson was that he replaced McCarthy because McCarthy wanted to consolidate all the spending into one appropriations bill, which is, you know, part of the irresponsible way that the House has been passing spending bills for the last many years.
Right.
And so McCarthy needed to work with the Democrats and essentially abandon his Republican compatriots in order to get this bill passed. And so he was ousted. And so here you've got the goal was to have, you know, to break up these appropriations, this big, massive appropriations bill into 12 different smaller, longer-term bills that could be, you know, responsibly gone through by the House so that they could be passed in a responsible manner. Well, the first one of the 12 came out last week. It was supposed to be voted on Monday, November 13th. And that included it was a food and agricultural appropriations bill, which included a provision to ban the shipment of mifepristone, the dangerous chemical abortion drug, across state lines. And with that provision, it was unpassable. Nobody would vote for it with the, I mean, not ever. You couldn't get a majority of votes for it with it. You couldn't get a majority of votes without it. And so I was saying, this is a really bad situation in terms of the first test of, you know, Speaker Johnson's leadership. And I said, look, you don't need this. You don't need this provision. And the reason why you don't need this provision, Republican, pro-lifers, take it out. You don't need it because it's redundant. The Comstock Act already prohibits the mailing of these dangerous drugs or shipment of them in any way whatsoever across state lines. All you got to do is put a provision. If you want to put a provision in there, put a provision in there that says, hey, Attorney General Merrick Garland, how about you do your job according to your oath and enforce the law. Even though you might not agree with it, it's not your job to determine which laws are enforceable and which ones aren't. This is not a legal buffet we're talking about. Do your job. Make it an opportunity to highlight the lawlessness of the DOJ and the FBI. Put them on the stage instead of making the a false pro-life, pro-abortion debate. So anyway, he dodged this bullet by kicking the can down the road with an appropriations bill that created two different deadlines, one for January and one for February, splitting up the appropriations bill so that they have more time to negotiate the actual 12 bills they're shooting for. So I thought that was, a bit of a dodge, but maybe he's on the right track here. We'll see. But I'm going to encourage him and other pro-life Republicans to forego putting these mifepristone banning shipments on these bills, because it's just redundant. And the House Judiciary Committee has been bringing Merrick Garland into and under oath to talk about their abdication of duty to investigate crimes against pro-lifers, like the firebombing of Compass Care,
right,
which they mentioned in both the House and the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings. And so we'll see what happens, but I think these guys need to be impeached, and I think they need to be indicted for crimes of conspiracy to violate the constitutional rights of pro-life citizens. And furthermore, I think that there are specific indictments that can be made against them according to the KKK Act of 1871, enshrined in U.S. Code 42, Section 1986. This is brass tacks. This is where the rubber meets the road. And I think they need to start restricting funding. I mean, the House has the purse strength. If they can start restricting funding for the DOJ and the FBI until they start actually doing their job, that might actually, kick in more accounts. So let's use the tools we have and force these corrupt bureaucratic appointees like Merrick Garland to come clean.
I'm all for it. I mean, the way this government right here, this is run almost in the same vein of what I would consider like the Dukes of Hazzard, where you got like Boss Hogg running, you got all of his little lieutenants running around doing things that they know are shady,
yeah,
or not effective. It's certainly not about taking care of anybody or about constituents or following the law, and all that stuff being put together, it just
they're not taking care of anybody but themselves and their own political agenda.
Right.
There's a clear, concerted effort on the part of the DOJ. And by the way, it's the Biden administration's DOJ in charge of the FBI.
Right.
And there's a concerted effort to leverage law enforcement resources to attack the politically disfavored pro-lifers. And I don't think it's about abortion. I think it's about what pro-lifers believe. I think they're scared to death of the belief that pro-lifers articulate every day with their words as well as with their deeds. And that belief is that all people are made in the image of God and therefore equally valuable without qualification, without partiality. The basis for a constitutional rule of law. The very thing they want to undermine. And that's the belief that causes that rule of law to stand strong. They are scared to death. That belief will be articulated and re-embraced and will therefore, educate the population and cause them to understand what time it is politically, and therefore oust these political players like the Biden administration, with Merrick Garland and Christian Clark, his assistant, and Christopher Wray and all the rest, these Antifa sympathizing bureaucrats. They are specifically interested in using the law to undermine the rule of law and pave the way for what they would prefer, which is a Maoist global communism. Make no mistake about it, America is the nation state bulwark, and they need to destroy the nation state system that is based on Judeo-Christian morality and the free market. That's why they're attacking pro-life pregnancy centers. That's why they're letting pro-life pregnancy centers be attacked. And I'm not just saying they're letting this happen. I'm saying they're doing it. They're actually attacking pro-life organizations. Yeah. Whistleblowers coming out of the FBI say so. You've got Homeland Security, targeting pro-life mothers as potential domestic terror threats. You've got, the FBI directing their investigative and arresting power on peaceful pro-life people like Mark Houck with Dawn SWAT raids. You've got Joe Biden himself signing an executive order a year ago in July, asking them to look into what he called the fraudulent practices of pro-life pregnancy centers. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. We're the ones that are being literally firebombed by pro-abortion domestic terrorists, and the Biden administration's DOJ and FBI are turning a blind eye. And so when they get caught on the carpet by the Senate Judiciary Committee and the House Judiciary Committee and say, what's going on? They say, everything's, we're fine. I mean, we're really interested in this. We're, 70% of all the abortion-related violence is being committed against pro-life entities. We're investigating. They're not. If they're investigating, if they're really interested in finding these people, 310 attacks in 18 months, where's the manhunt? You got one of the largest federal policing forces, with the best forensic technology known to man.
Yeah.
And you're telling me you can't find not a single one of these people? And that's the question that was asked Merrick Garland. And he said, they're committing these deeds in the dark.
Well, hang on for me, if you will, there, Reverend. We're coming up on the last break. Compass Care USA, that's where the Reverend does his work at. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking to Reverend Jim Harden from Compass Care USA as he's going along. Now, I know you wanted to shift. Where would you like to shift to, Reverend?
I think it would be great for us to start talking about the Democrat secret plan to elect the next pro-abortion president of the United States. I think they're using these state constitutional amendment, these ballot initiatives, as part of a deeper plan. And they're not talking about what the plan is, but I think I know what it is. And it's a contingent election. I mean, there's a strategic pattern that's emerging as politicians use abortion to amend these constitutions at the state level, like in Ohio, Proposition 1. And it's not to safeguard a woman's access to abortion. It's a means to manipulate the emotions of the voting base, motivating turnout ahead of the 2024 presidential election. Why? To flip House seats. If they flip House seats, they get control of the House. They only need to flip four or five. And by the way, watch for New York State. New York State, no one's thinking about New York State as being a dark horse battleground state, but they have a plan to flip four House seats in New York to make Hakeem Jeffries the new Speaker of the House. Mark my words, that is their plan. They're going for it. And they're using these constitutional amendments about abortion to drum up the base. And if you think that I'm crazy, it's working. What happened in Ohio with the 2022 midterms and the election of their extremely pro-life governor? What changed in 1 year? People are like, oh, issue one passed and they modified the constitution and made abortion access up to and including all 9 months of pregnancy for any reason. Did the Ohio voters all of a sudden become pro-abortion in 1 year? No, that's not what happened. I mean, the smoky backroom Democrat strategic collective fears losing the Oval Office. And so what they did is they found a way. They found the Achilles heel of the electorate. And so what they do is here's what they did, and here's what they're going to continue to do because it works. They changed the Ohio voting pattern in 1 year by embracing propaganda and communicating lies about the nature of what's going to happen in the future. So pro-abortion plotters found that this Achilles heel is that they believe, generally speaking, rape victims and women whose lives are threatened by pregnancy must continue to have access to abortion. So what the pro-abortion politicians do is they put out marketing campaigns that insist that, if Republicans, it's kind of like handmaid's tale. They characterize these evil Republicans as handmaid's tale people. Like they want women to not have access to contraception, to die on the operating table without receiving proper, emergency, you know, miscarriage treatment. They want to send women to jail for trying to get access to abortion. This is what they say. Of course, nobody in the Democrat Party has ever, that I've heard, at the federal or state level, has ever advocated for any of these things. And yet, they've raised, the pro-abortion people raised $58 million in Ohio. Actually, $50 million of it came from outside of Ohio. So it wasn't Ohioans driving the fundraising or the debate. They were outspent. Pro-lifers were outspent 4-1 with a message that was all lies. And so the pro-lifers didn't have enough money to refute the lies. And the pro-aborts refused to talk about Ohio's Proposition 1 would actually do. It's very unpopular. Here's what it would do. It would make, like I said, abortion a fundamental human right for all 9 months of pregnancy. Extremely unpopular. So, according to a recent Gallup poll, 98% of people want all abortions restricted except in the cases of rape and the life of the mother. Okay? That represents 2% of all national abortions. Translation, most people want 98% of abortions restricted in America. 98% is restricted. But what did they get in Ohio? They got abortion for all 9 months of pregnancy without restriction at a constitutional level. But they weren't told the truth. They were sold a bill of lies. And that if they would have been told the truth, it would have killed the ballot initiative. It would have killed a cold. And so they were poisoned. The electorate was poisoned with propaganda. And so here's lies to rub. Creating these ballot initiatives through lies animates the voting base to cast ballots for these abortion initiatives in albeit misguided attempts to rescue women from the evil machinations of sadistic Republicans seeking to enslave women or deny them life-saving care. That's what they're thinking, right? That's how they've been portrayed. But what's a happy accident for the Democrats is they don't want to talk about that these voters, these same voters, will vote for the pro-life candidate when they show up to vote for these ballot initiatives. And that pro-life candidate will unseat that pro-abortion candidate will unseat a pro-life candidate in the House. And so if you think I'm crazy, here's the thing. New York State has the most liberal abortion laws in the nation. In 2019, through the legislature, they established abortion as a fundamental human right, signed into law by Andrew Cuomo. And yet, still, they are going to put abortion, the constitutional amendment, as a ballot initiative for 2024. Why? To gin up the base, and they're going to use the same propaganda techniques that was used in Ohio, and they're going to flip four House seats. Four House seats is all they need. Now, is it really the House they're after? Certainly, I think they need the House, but what they need more is to maintain the Oval Office. Well, here's the thing. Robert Kennedy Jr. just recently said that he's going to run for president as an independent. A recent poll just came out, Stana poll, showing that Robert Kennedy, if he splits the vote with Trump and Biden, he gets 24% of the vote. Think about that. This just came out. 24% of the vote. Almost slamming the door for the path to the president, which is 270 electoral votes, right?
Right.
And what happens if Trump doesn't get the nomination and DeSantis does and Trump decides to run as an independent? Now you've got a four-way race, and there's now no way any one candidate is going to get 270 electoral votes. Well, who gets to decide at that point? It's called a contingent election. It's the 12th Amendment of the Constitution. And who gets to decide the president? The House of Representatives, the incoming House of Representatives that is now Democrat controlled, likely controlled by the Speaker of the House, Hakeem Jeffries. Think about that. Chuck Schumer, New York. Hakeem Jeffries, New York. Both, you know, basically empire, you know, state communists. These guys are going to be controlling both houses of Congress. And now they're going to have the power to decide who the next president of the United States is. That's the end game, because they know they don't have an electable incumbent right now.
Right.
Biden can't get reelected. So they got to find some other way. And they know everybody's watching the polls. They know everybody's watching them to see if there's going to be fraud again. So now they got to split the vote. They got to have an honest vote split. And then But in order to get there, they're going to use these abortion ballot initiatives to flip House seats to gain back power. And the unfortunately, these ostensibly pro-life Republicans lost. They lost in the 2022 midterms because they refused to step in and talk about the moral issues, specifically abortion. People want to talk about abortion. They want to understand. They want to understand that their person that they're voting for has a vision of America's future. Instead, all they want to talk about was crime and inflation. And that is not the path to victory. We need a moral leader. And quite frankly, the Democrats figured it out. Americans want to talk about the moral issues. Now, of course, the Democrats are wicked and dead wrong on the moral issues. Nevertheless, they know how to lie. Republicans just need to grow a spine and be pro-life statesmen and communicate to the world that while the Dobbs case overturning Roe versus Wade says, hey, it's the state's purview to restrict abortion, it remains the purview of the federal government to protect all people equally under the law, the 14th Amendment. It remains the purview of the federal government to make sure that no one is deprived of life, liberty, or property according to the 5th Amendment under the law. It remains the purview of the federal government.
This is why I wanted you in the long segment, Reverend Jim. That's going to have to be the last word. I'm going to presume that you're going to be celebrating next Thursday, as everybody is. So I guess we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Does that sound about right to you?
I look forward to it.
Yes, sir. Reverend Jim Harden, Compass Care USA. Firebombed, but never out. They still operate. They're still getting it done. We got hour number two on inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Dot com.